నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంతస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ సక్షుర్మున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపగదా మాహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాదార్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. పంచకల్ప తరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘాయతే హిరిం యత్కృపాదమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దినతారిణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీచైతన్య ఈశ్వరం నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయ ముదీరయేత్. శృణ్వతం స్వాకథా కృష్ణ పుణ్యశ్రవణ కీర్తనం హృదయంతస్థో హి అబద్ధాని విధునోతి సుహృత్సతాం నష్టప్రాయేషు అబద్ధ్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 2. The title of the chapter is Divinity and Divine Service. Text number 18.
Nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki.
Nashta destroyed.
Prayeshu
almost to nil.
Abhadreshu
all that is inauspicious.
Nityam
regularly.
Bhagavata
Srimad Bhagavatam
are
the pure devotee.
Sevaya
by serving.
Bhagavati
unto the personality of Godhead.
Uttama
transcendental.
Sloke
prayers.
Bhakti
loving service.
Bhavati
comes into being.
Naishtiki
irrevocable.
Translation
and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada
ki.
By regular attendance
in classes of
Bhagavatam
and by rendering
of service
to the pure
devotee,
all that is
troublesome
to the heart
is almost
completely destroyed.
And
loving service
unto
the personality of Godhead,
who
is praised with
transcendental
songs,
is
established
as
an irrevocable
fact.
Purport
by Srila Prabhupada.
Here is the remedy
for eliminating
all inauspicious
things within
the heart,
which are
considered to be the
obstacles
in the path of
self-realization.
The remedy
is the
association
of the Bhagavatas.
There are
two types of
Bhagavatas.
Namely,
the book Bhagavata
and the devotee
Bhagavata.
But the
Bhagavatas
are both
the Bhagavatas
are competent
remedies.
And both
of them or
either of them
can be good
enough to
eliminate the
obstacles.
A devotee
Bhagavata
is as
good as the book
Bhagavata
because the
devotee
Bhagavata
leads
his life
in terms of
the book Bhagavata.
And
book Bhagavata
is full
of
information about
the personality of
Godhead and
his pure devotees
who are also
Bhagavatas.
Bhagavata book and person are identical. The devotee Bhagavata is a direct representative of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. So, by pleasing the devotee Bhagavata, one can receive the benefit of the book Bhagavata. Human reason fails to understand how by serving the devotee Bhagavata or the book Bhagavata, one gets gradual promotion on the path of devotion. But actually, these are facts are explained by Srila Narada Dev, who happened to be the maid servant son in his previous life. The maid servant was engaged in the material services of the sages, and thus he also came into contact with them. And simply by associating with them and accepting the remnants of foodstuff left by the sages, the son of the maid servant got the chance to become the great devotee and personality, Srila Narada Dev. These are the miraculous effects of the association of the Bhagavatas. And to understand these effects practically, it should be noted that by sincere association of the Bhagavata, one is sure to receive transcendental knowledge very easily, with the result of that he becomes fixed in devotional service of the Lord. The more progress is made in devotional service under the guidance of the Bhagavatas, the more one becomes fixed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The messages of the book Bhagavata, therefore, have to be received from the devotee Bhagavata. And the combination of the two Bhagavatas will help the neophyte devotee to make progress on and on. Nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu, nityaprayeshu abhadreshu. Actually, this sloka is so sweet. Anytime you sing, everybody wants to sing together. So, there is nothing wrong in that. Please sing. Nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu,
nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu,
nityam bhagavata sevaya,
nityam bhagavata sevaya,
Bhagavati uttama sloke,
Bhagavati uttama sloke,
Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki,
Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki.
By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by renderings of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. So here, in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, as Jagannath Ram Prabhu mentioned, this is like a very, very important chapter where we can memorize each and every sloka. Actually, Bhagavatam, every sloka needs to be memorized. But at least in this particular section, each sloka is a key verse only. Each sloka is a key verse where Srila Prabhupada has spoken elaborately on this, this subject. I just want to take few minutes, because there Srila Prabhupada explained the whole, there is a five verses in Bhagavad Gita 7.1, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains how systematically the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam helps. This is like a, I'll just, the sloka is there in the translation, you can read leisurely, but everyone, like as Prabhu mentioned, we are claiming to be reading Srimad Bhagavatam. At least we should memorize these five slokas actually, starting from Shunvatam. Because how Prabhupada has, all the five, he just summarized in 10 lines. I'll just read this, because this is like, when I was reading this, you know, like this is like the process of Krishna consciousness is summarized in these five slokas. Some of you may know the sloka, you can repeat, otherwise we can just follow them. Shinvatam swakata krishna punya shravana kirtanam hridayantasto hi abhadrani vidunoti suhrutsatam nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishtike tatha rajastamo bhava kama lobhadayaschaye cheta yetair anaviddham sitam
ಸರ್ವಂ ಸತ್ವೇ ಪ್ರಸೀದತೆ ಏವಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ಮನಸೋ ಭಗವದ್ಭಕ್ತಿಯೋಗತಃ ಭಗವತ್ತತ್ವ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಮುಕ್ತಸಂಗಸ್ಯ ಜಾಯತೆ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ ಹೃದಯ ಗ್ರಂಥಿ ಛಿದ್ಯಂತೆ ಸರ್ವ ಸಂಶಯಃ ಕ್ಷೀಯಂತೆ ಚಸ್ಯ ಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ ದೃಷ್ಟಹೇವಾತ್ಮನೀಶ್ವರೇ.
So here Srila Prabhupada explains, you just listen attentively. To hear about Krishna from Vedic literature or to hear from him directly through the Bhagavad Gita is itself here righteous activity. And for one who hears about Krishna, like Krishna who is dwelling in everyone's heart, acts as a best wishing friend and purifies the devotee who constantly engages in hearing of him. In this way, a devotee naturally develops his dormant transcendental knowledge. As he hears more about Krishna from the Bhagavatam and from the devotees, he becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. By development of devotional service, one becomes freed from the modes of passion and ignorance, and the material lust and avarice are diminished. When these impurities are wiped away, the candidate remains steady in his position of pure goodness, becomes enlivened by devotional service, and understands the science of God perfectly. Thus, bhakti yoga severs the hard knot of material affection and enables one to come to the stage of asamshayam samagram, understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, this sloka is very important, and especially for us, the sadhakas, where we are trying to understand Krishna and try to serve Krishna, where the technique how to develop irrevocable bhakti to Supreme Lord, that is mentioned here. So in this sloka and the previous sloka also, where it is mentioned that abhadra means inauspicious things. Sometimes when we think there are a lot of inauspicious things, like people think I have a heart problem, this problem, that problem, cholesterol problem. These things are abhadra from material sense. In the spiritual sense, there are other abhadras are also there, like a kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. This is like a anger, lust, greed, pride. These things are also sitting. And Lord Krishna is also sitting in the heart, actually. So, when this is like a, we have to make this heart a clean place so that Krishna can sit. Otherwise, what happens, like we are just like asking Krishna to sit in a filthy place. It's not a very good proposition. So that is why, first of all, to remove the anartha, here the process is given. And even before removing the anartha, we have to know what are the anarthas. Then only we can remove them. Because if we don't know what are the anarthas, then there is no question of removing the anarthas. So this is like Srila Prabhupada explains, like there are so many anarthas are there. Even Srimad Bhagavatam already mentioned, anartha upasamamam sakshat bhakti yogam atokshaje lokasya ajanato vidvan chakras satvata samhitam. Because people don't know, there are so many anarthas are created. And in the name of development, advancement, we have created so many anarthas actually. Like previously, people used to have a golden plate. Used to eat in gold plate. Silver plate. Even stainless steel plate. Now everything is gone, now plastic plate. Now people are very proud, now we are making advancement actually. That is advancement actually. People used to eat in golden plates. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned. Previously the kings used to give gold, and the gold was so heavy, the brahmanas, they used to throw the gold. How much you to carry? Now even the plastic also we can't throw. Reuse, keep on reusing. So this is the situation, and we are very proud, and we are very audacious, and we are making advancement, and people are believing also. So this is one type of advancement. And previously, people, we used to have a 9 to 5, you come to go to work at 9 o'clock and come home at 5 o'clock, that's it. You don't have, now 24/7, you have to be on support 24/7, every time, even you are sitting in the toilet, now you will be caught. I don't know what is happening. you have to answer the phone. If you don't answer the phone few times, then your allowance will be cut actually. You are not answering your phone, why we have to give you allowance? So this is our situation. And this is like now we talk so much about like a balance between work and family life. There's nothing. Because it's like everything. And we are, the side by side we are making advancement. So this is not like a really advancement. We are anarthas. We are anarthas actually. And Srila Prabhupada explains in these lectures. He says, the smoking. Nobody, we have not heard anyone, oh, this person has died because he didn't get an opportunity to smoke. Nobody dies because of smoking. Smoking is not, this is anartha. And meat eating is another anartha. Like all these anarthas are there, and we have developed a situation, the society is thinking, oh, if you are not doing that, then you are something out of the ordinary. Yeah. This Srila Prabhupada gives this nice example where he went to London, one person asked, I also want to become a Brahmana. Oh yeah, you can become a Brahmana. What I am supposed to do? That's simple. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illness. No way. Because he immediately said, no way. Because this is the whole society, everything is based upon these four only. And here the Srila Prabhupada is preaching, you don't do that. Because this is for them it is like a cultural shock actually. Engaging in this is a cultural shock for the devotees, but not engaging in those activities is a cultural shock. What else we do? That's why they ask now, what do you do for fun then? So this is the situation. But here, we are coming from that situation where we want Krishna to be always staying. Naishtiki. Naishtiki means Krishna bhakti has to be irrevocable. For that, what we have to do, here Srila Prabhupada explains, here is the remedy for eliminating all inauspicious things within the heart, which are considered to be obstacles on the path of self-realization. Because this is preventing us from seeing the real form of Krishna. Because we are thinking we are this body, and this is the different anarthas. Anarthas, level of anartha, final anartha is thinking, I am God. This is the biggest anartha. Because people go to this is the last snare of Maya. Srila Prabhupada explains. People go to the extent of thinking that the small anarthas are there, name, fame, adoration, these anarthas are there. And the final thing is I am as good as God, I am God. These type of anarthas are there. But here, this is the one which is separating us. We are not able to understand Lord, we are not able to surrender to the Lord. Why? Because of this anartha. The remedy is the association of the Bhagavatas. So here's the remedy is also given. Srimad Bhagavatam, very wonderful. It doesn't talk only about the problems actually. Sometimes when we keep on talking about the problems, we get very tired and sick of these things. And Srimad Bhagavatam offers the solution also. It's not like only problem, then what else? The whole Bhagavatam class discussing about the problems. We are not going to be very good. So instead, Bhagavatam gives a solution. What is the solution here? The remedy is the association of the Bhagavatas. Association of the Bhagavatas. This is it is mentioned, our whole society is just exemplified, the example of the association of Bhagavatas. So many devotees came in contact with Srila Prabhupada, and now they are in different parts of the world. They are preaching so nicely, inspiring so many people. Because this is just association of one Bhagavata. Srila Prabhupada. So, Bhagavata, this association is very, very important. Even sadhu sangha, sarva sastra koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi koi. Even little bit of association. Some people now who met Prabhupada, just about Prabhupada, about to finish the class. So, we have to chant Hare Krishna. That's it. They would have had only that much association of Prabhupada. That's it. But even that association is so valuable, they just cherish in their life whatever the association they got with Prabhupada. So this is, even little bit of sadhu sangha is also good. This is the point here. The remedy is the association of Bhagavata. So this is, nobody can say that there is no Bhagavata here. So even somebody says like that, there are two types of Bhagavata. Two types of Bhagavatas mentioned here. Srila Prabhupada says, the book Bhagavata and the devotee Bhagavata. We have a Srimad Bhagavatam and the devotee Bhagavata. Who is a Bhagavata? Bhagavata is a person who conducts his life according to the instructions of Bhagavata. He is a Bhagavata. Normally the word is Bhagavata. He conducts his life according to the instructions of Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. So he is called the Bhagavata. Actually in this shloka is very important. Is this Bhagavati Uttama Sloka and Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. It's not even said Nityam Bhagavan Sevaya. See, this shloka, it's not Prabhupada only said, because whatever, we can't invent anything actually. Because we depend on Prabhupada, and Prabhupada says in his lecture, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So important, and even not even saying about Bhagavan Seva. So sometimes we wonder, like, why says Bhagavan Seva is not given importance, why Bhagavata Seva is given so important? So it's a very important question actually. Sometimes like you can't approach Bhagavan directly. How can you go to Bhagavan directly? It's very difficult. So there is a Mahatma Prabhu will know this song. The Kake Lage Pai, what is that sloka? Guru Govinda. Can you please tell?
Guru Govinda.
So this is like a Guru and Govinda, they are standing, they are asking whose leg you will touch first. We will immediately go to Govinda. No, first Guru. Because Guru only has to show who is Govinda. Otherwise we will ignore Govinda. Oh, somebody is standing there, we will go like that. But Guru only will show who is Govinda. So that is why this Bhagavata is the one who is going to show Bhagavan. Because otherwise Bhagavan may be standing. We may ignore. Like a Bhagavata, the Yagik Brahmana. The Krishna Katha, Krishna story we know. The Yagik Brahmanas, they were doing very big elaborate sacrifices. And Krishna Balaram are hungry. So they say, we are hungry, we have some food. Oh, we are doing sacrifices. For whom you are doing sacrifices? You are doing sacrifices for pleasing Krishna. All the yajna, everything is for Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. And the same Lord Krishna is coming and asking, please give me something. No, we are doing sacrifice. So this is the thing. We may miss the point. That's why Bhagavata is very important. So he says, there are two types of Bhagavata. And it's very nice conversation between Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati. Mother Parvati is asking Lord Shiva, what type of worship is best? What type of worship is best? And Lord Shiva being a Vaishnava, he gives this answer, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param. Aradhananam Sarvesham. There are different worships are there. Of all the worships, the worship of Lord Vishnu is the best. Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param. Then he goes on further, Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadi Annam Samarchanam. Tasmat parataram, even better than Lord Vishnu's worship, is the items, the paraphernalia, tadiya, which is connected with Vishnu, even better. Even better worship of Vishnu is worshipping the devotees or the paraphernalia which is connected with Vishnu. That is even better than worshipping Lord Vishnu directly. So this is Lord Shiva talking to Mother Parvati, mentioned in Padma Purana. So this is the glory of the Bhagavata. Bhagavata, what happens is, Bhagavata is like why it's said like that? We can just analyze a few minutes, why Lord is giving so much importance for the Bhagavata? Because the Bhagavata doesn't have, he just completely dedicates his life for spreading the glories of the Lord. And the Lord is also reciprocating. Sometimes, if some offense is committed to the Lord may just forgive. But if offense is committed to the devotee of the Lord, Lord takes it very seriously. Like Arjuna, in the case Arjuna or Pandavas, so many offenses were committed. To that extent, Arjuna finally said, I forgive everything, no problem. But Krishna said, no, I don't forgive anything. Because he is very strict, because he doesn't forgive anything which is committed to his own offense, he will forget. Okay, if somebody commits his offense to himself, he can tolerate that. But if offense is committed to his devotee, he takes it very seriously. And this is like I was remembering this the conversation. Ambarish Maharaj was a great devotee. And then Ambarish Maharaj has been put into so much distress by Durvasa Muni. And the amount of thing he was going through, finally Durvasa Muni went up to the entrance of Vaikuntha also. And then, at that time, Lord Vishnu, this is one small sloka I just want to read. He is saying, Why?
See, Bhagavan Vacha. Aham bhakta paradino hi asatantara ivadduja sadhuvir grastha hridayo bhaktair bhakta janapriya.
Lord Vishnu is saying, what he is saying? Aham bhakta paradina. I am not independent at all. He is saying, hi asatantara. I am not independent. I am dependent on my devotee. My devotee says something, then I have to follow. Why? Sadhubir hridaya grastha hridayo bhaktir bhakta janapriya. Because my devotee is always having me in my heart, in his heart. That is why I am just controlled by my devotee only. I don't have anything. So this is like a, Lord is making himself like a, he is giving so much importance. Like my devotee is so important. So that is why here Srila Prabhupada mentioned there are two types of Bhagavatas, namely the book Bhagavata and the devotee Bhagavata. Both Bhagavatas are competent. So we should not think that, okay, this is not the, this one, this will do or that will not do. No, not like that. This both Bhagavatas are competent and both of them or either of them can be good enough to eliminate the obstacles. If you can do both, it will be better. Because this is like, a, we also, everyone wants to make quick progress. So, but we don't want to just like, a, because what happens is when doing seva to the devotee of the Lord, automatically Lord is pleased actually. He is very pleased. If somebody does direct service to him, okay, that's fine. But in the, there is a sloka in the Mahabharata, it says, if somebody claims to be my devotee, he is not my devotee at all. Lord is saying. And if somebody is my devotee of my devotee, he is my real devotee. So Lord is making so many places in so much, all the scriptures, he is making this point that somebody just serving the devotee, then he is considered a devotee. So here, he says, a devotee Bhagavata is as good as book Bhagavata because the devotee Bhagavata leads his life in terms of the book Bhagavata. And book Bhagavata is full of information about the personality of Godhead and his pure devotees who are also Bhagavata. This is the, so we have to, what Bhagavatam style, that is a Bhagavatam, lifestyle of Bhagavatam. We just try to lead a life according to Srimad Bhagavatam, those persons automatically become Bhagavatas. So the devotee Bhagavata is a direct representative of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. So by placing the devotee Bhagavata, one can receive the benefit of book Bhagavatam. So this is like Srila Prabhupada explains the example of Srila Narada Muni. Narada Muni, in his previous life, he was a maid servant's son. And because of the Chaturmasya, the 4 months, the sages, the Bhakti Vedantas were staying, and then the mother was doing some menial service, and then he was also, Narada Muni also was engaged in their service actually. And he did whatever service, simple services he did, and he took some remnants also. This is like it is always mentioned, sometimes there is always competition between like a devotees want to take remnants and other things. And Narada Muni took permission actually. For taking remnants, you have to take permission actually. It's not just like nobody seeing immediately put on the plate. That's not the way. He took permission and then took some remnants also. And even at the end of the life, he had the darshan of the Lord. And so much so, he became the next life an Narada Muni, and then he can travel anywhere. He's a transcendental spaceman. He can go anywhere, everywhere. Nobody can restrict him. He can go to Vaikuntha, he can go to Naraka, he can go to Bhuloka, anywhere he can go. That is his potency action. And all these things Narada Muni is attributing because of my association with the Bhagavatas. And this, see, this is Narada Muni's case. And so many devotees, like whom, what you think of any devotee, like Dasu Ratnakar, Ramayana, Valmiki, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, any devotee from Srimad Bhagavatam, they all got the association of him. So this is the potency of Bhagavata association. Even whatever the association, Narada Muni had so much association, and Narada Muni gave his association to so many people, and then so many people, they became great devotees. All these are like a Mahajan actually. Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj. So many people. So this is so by placing the devotee, the Bhagavata, one can receive the benefit of book Bhagavata. Human reason fails to understand how by serving the devotee Bhagavata or book Bhagavata, one gets gradual promotion. This is very difficult. So this subject matter, we can't just understand like how it is possible.
Because here Lord's arrangement is there. Because Lord is very pleased actually. When a devotee is satisfied, Lord is pleased actually. That is why these things are happening. Otherwise, you know, like because when somebody is like, for example, a father and a child is walking. If a child is glorified, father becomes very happy actually. You see, this is a practical thing. And forget about the child, you go for walking, and somebody goes with a dog, you try to glorify, pat the dog, and immediately the owner becomes, why? Because you are not pleasing the person, you are just pleasing the dog. You are praising the dog, and the person, because this is the way, we are like a Krishna's dog actually. If somebody glorifies us, so immediately, oh, you are glorifying my devotee. So then Krishna is very favorably inclined. So this is not an artificial thing. We should not think that, okay, immediately start glorifying everyone again. No, it has to come from the heart actually. It's not a show we can put like a... Krishna knows actually whether it comes from the heart or it comes from some lip service. You know, just like, not like that. We have to really mean it actually. Then it... So that is why today we are seeing, you know, so many people who got association of Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes they meet Prabhupada in the airport. Little bit only. That's it. Not much. Still, they got association. So this is the beauty of the association of the Lord. And here it is said, the maidservants was engaged in the menial service. Doesn't matter. Sometimes, you know, like we may not be able to do big service. Something, even little bit of seva we can do. That is also good. And simply by associating with them and accepting the remnants of foodstuff left by the sages, the son of the maidservant got the chance to become great devotee and personality, Srila Narada Dev. These are the miraculous effects of the association of the Bhagavatas. To understand these effects practically, it should be noted that such a sincere association of Bhagavata, one is sure to receive transcendental knowledge very easily. So this is the way to receive knowledge. And also, receiving this knowledge, Srila Prabhupada cautions also how to receive this knowledge. We can't just receive the knowledge from anyone actually. Because not only Srila Prabhupada, all the acharyas, they want. Because if you, everyone knows, milk is very, very pure. Milk is very nutritious. But if the milk is touched by serpent, then that milk is useless actually. Same way, Srimad Bhagavatam is very good. No doubt about that. Bhagavata Seva is very good. But if it is coming from a Vaishnava or the non-devotee, then it should be avoided. There is a nice verse quoted by Sanatana Goswami. Avaishnava muhodgirnam putam harikatamrutam shravanam na kartavyam. Shravanam na kartavyam. You don't have to. Because if you have to... What you have to hear is very important actually. Shravanam na kartavyam. We don't have to hear that. Because if you, even though Bhagavatam is pure, it is coming from the lips of a non-devotee, then it becomes contaminated. Bhagavatam doesn't get contaminated. Our hearts get contaminated. Bhagavatam will not be contaminated. Because that message is not going into our heart. Because Srila Prabhupada is so pure, he gives this message, it transforms everyone. People used to ask, you know, Prabhupada, what miracle can you show us? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Prabhupada said, yeah, I can show this miracle, because this, so many people he showed. These people were addicted to so much of sinful life. Now they have given up all these things. Now they are very irrevocable fact. Even though some people give so much money to them, still they don't want to leave this association. So this is the beauty actually. So same way, so we have to somehow or other hear Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of devotees, and we have to hear from the devotees actually. Otherwise, people read Bhagavatam as a professional thing. Like they just read as a karmakanda. It's a karmakanda reading. So that may get some benefit, but the real benefit of going back home, that may not happen. So that's very important. And also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Mayavadi Bhashya Sunile Hoi Sarvanash. Because if you read or if you hear the understanding, impersonal understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam, then also our devotion will be spoiled. Actually, one Brahmana approached, because they want to write something to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he approached Swarup Damodar Prabhu. So Swarup Damodar, he looked at him, he said, no. He said, if you want to read Bhagavatam, you Bhagavata Parakiyo Bhagavatastan. You go and read Bhagavatam from a person who knows Bhagavatam. Not just from anybody, you just read Bhagavatam, it doesn't work like that. So this is the instructions given us how to read Bhagavatam also.
And here, it's a Nityam Bhagavata Sevya. Srila Prabhupada again and again repeats. You know, like sometimes you know, we have, especially in India, we have Saptaha. Bhagavata Saptaha. Yes, again, devotee have Saptaha. That is different actually. Because devotee also have Saptaha. You know, it's not nothing to make fun or anything. Because Bhagavata Saptaha, because we have some Maharajas giving Bhagavata Saptaha also. But that is a different understanding. But Karmakanda Bhagavata Saptaha, what they do is, you know, like their example is, you know, Parikshit Maharaj had for 7 days. So I will also hear for 7 days. Bhagavata. No. Here say Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Because what they do is, you know, they just read something and then they try to finish like all this and they collect some money and then go away. So here our Bhagavata Saptaha is not like that. His message has to be given. The message is like how Vignashta Prayesha Badreshu. We just slowly follow Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Srila Prabhupada vehemently says, nowhere else it says Saptaha Bhagavata Sevaya. It says Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtike. So Nityam Bhagavata, this Nityam Bhagavata Seva can be done in many ways. Sometimes we wonder, no, I am working, how can I do Bhagavata Seva? People ask the question, like we may be working, but we can read Srimad Bhagavatam. We can do some service for the Lord, service for the devotee. That is also Bhagavata Seva, Nityam. So this has to happen on a regular basis. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So Nityam is very, very important. So Srila Prabhupada says, the more progress is made in devotional service under the guidance of the Bhagavatas, the more one becomes fixed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So this is like a... That is why the whole association is made for that only. Srila Prabhupada says, this association or this International Society for Krishna Consciousness is made for that purpose only. Purpose being, here we can get association of the devotees. And we can do whatever seva, we can seva each other. So this way, we can achieve the ultimate purpose. Or finally, this what happens? Bhakti becomes irrevocable. Sometimes now I give something to somebody and then I take it back actually. Revoke that knowledge. Revoke. But this is irrevocable. Why irrevocable? Because it becomes like a solid. This is like a solid in the heart. Because establishing a Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, this is like a bhakti becomes irrevocable. It's like a constantly sitting there in the heart. So this we have to, every one of us have to aim for this actually. Because this is Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavata Sevaya, you can read Bhagavatam. There are so many wonderful lectures of Srila Prabhupada and other Acharyas, so those things we can hear. That is also Bhagavata Seva. And Srila Prabhupada goes on saying, even preaching, that is also Bhagavata Seva. Because anything connected with Krishna, so that is also Bhagavata Seva. That way, we can mold our life in such a way, we can always do in Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Nobody can say that, oh, I am not able to do Nityam Bhagavata Seva. No, nobody can say that. Because Nityam Bhagavata Seva, everybody will be able to do. Provided, we have a will to do that. We have to have a will. Because otherwise, you know, like easily can... Maharaj Ambarish, he was king. We are not busier than the king, actually. Maharaj Ambarish was there. He was a big king. He could do all of that. And here also we find in our... This thing, so many busy people are there. Program managers are there. Big managers are there. They are also able to do Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Why we are not just like a... We may be sitting somewhere, wherever we are. We have to, that's why we have to develop the desire of Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Somehow or other. Reading Bhagavatam, serving Bhagavatam, doing some devotional service, that's also Bhagavata Seva. So this way, what happens is like the bhakti bhavati naishtiki, the bhakti in our heart for Krishna is made as an irrevocable fact. This is what we want to achieve in our life, because as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, whether again you take birth as again another birth, no problem. Taking another birth is not a problem. But as long as I remain in a devotee's house, then it's all. All the acharyas pray for that only. Acharyas, again if I have to take birth again, kita janma hoy, jata tuvar. Even if I have to take birth as a kita, no problem. As long as I take birth as a, in the devotee's house, then I am safe. So that's way, life after life, that Bhagavata association will be there for. Stop here. If there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
One subject is coming to my mind. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying with Tapan Mishra,
yes,
in Varanasi, so Tapan Mishra and some other devotees told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we don't like the criticism of you, Mahaprabhu, because they are saying that he is a sannyasi. and he is just doing chanting and dancing and not reading a book. So Mahaprabhu just laughed. He didn't say anything. And after a while Brahmana came and he had invited a lot of sannyasi, Mayavadi sannyasi, and he wanted Mahaprabhu also to come in that meeting. And you know, Prakashan Saraswati was the head. So when Mahaprabhu went there, and he said, we have nobody should there, shoes were there. And he said, I am not fit to sit with you people because you are such great sannyasi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him Agya Sukriti. So Prakashan just lifted his hands and took him and put him on the knee. And then Mahaprabhu showed his effulgence. And everybody was surprised and they just said, you are Narayan. So he said, if you are Narayan, why you are just doing chanting and dancing only? So Mahaprabhu converted everybody. Even Mayavadi sannyasi.
Yes. Yes, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can do that actually. So we have to be careful. Sometimes we may be associated with them and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so powerful, so he can do that. So we have to be a little bit careful because otherwise we may be one among them. Sometimes when we go for preaching, we have to be careful whether we are going there to give our association to them or we are taking their association. Sometimes we go to some house, you know, like we see a big television. Looks like everything is good. I think we should also have something like that. Now when we come with that mood, if we come out, then they have preached to us. We have not preached to them actually. Because sometimes when we go for preaching, it is like whether they are preaching to us or we are preaching to them. Like, so that's when we have to be a little bit careful. Like we go to their houses and then give Krishna Katha. Sometimes we go and sometimes we take their opulence, so we get ensnared by their opulence. I think this is not bad. I think we should have some of them also. So then the counter preaching actually. But anyway, your point is valid. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so powerful. So he wanted to deliver the Mayavadi sannyasis in that particular instance. Yes. Yes, Prabhu. Prayeshu. Yeah, I'll just. Srila Prabhupada says, Prayeshu almost to nil. I was thinking this question will come actually. That's why I read also, because instead of saying that, Prabhupada says this, almost to nil. That means still some remnants may be there. Some remnants of the previous vasana, previous bad habits, that may be there. So, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Apichetsu duracharo bhajatemam ananya bhak sadureva samantavya samyak vyavasito saha. Shibram bhavati dharmatma sasva santim nigachati kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta pranashyati. Even little bit of remnants may be there in a devotee. So we should not make fun of, because of previous habits or previous bad association, little bit of remnants which may not be conforming to the standard of devotion may be there. So but here, Nityam Bhagavata Seva, if somebody keeps on doing that, even that thing also will go away. Eventually it will go away. But it's not that, 100%. Because if 100% gone away, that means we have to be back home, back to Godhead actually. So this is like a Srila Prabhupada in one lecture, he explains, with Adho Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti. That stage is here. What is mentioned here, Anartha Nivritti. This is when the Anarthas are removed, then happen Nishta. The Nishta, the Naishtiki comes from Nishta. Naishtiki means irrevocable. Once it is steady, then it becomes very steady. So this particular, why it is said, why Bhagavatam Sevaya is not making 100%? It will make 100%. Eventually it will make 100% clean. But when we are starting, there may be some remnants will be there of the bad association. But we should not make fun of a devotee. Oh, you are a devotee now, you are that some bad habits. But it should not be, so we should not think that in the other way also. Oh, I am a devotee, I can do a little bit here. A little bit of engagement in Maya is also alright, because Krishna says, Shibram Bhavati Dharmatma Shashwa Santim Nigachati. That is not the way. Krishna gives that for accidental fall downs actually.
It's not like a premeditated fall down, Krishna doesn't. It's like I'm going to fall down tomorrow morning 6 o'clock and I'll keep on doing. No, not like that. If this accidentally, if you fall down, then that's all right. Krishna will forgive. But if you keep on making plans, then it becomes like offense on the strength of the holy name of the Lord. I'm just going to engage in this sinful activity. That means that's a aparadh action. So that's the understanding. Thank you. Prabhu?
Thank you for speaking.
Yes.
So, like you're saying, there may be some anatta there, but even that desire not to completely surrender to Krishna, that's an anatta. Our life may be sinless, but we haven't come to that point of actually throwing our arms up in the air and saying, Krishna, I am yours.
Yes.
We're doing everything right, following all the rules and regulations, but we haven't come to that point of completely giving ourselves to Krishna.
Yes. Yes, very valid point. Actually, that what Prabhu's point reminds me about something else in Mahabharata. Draupadi was about to be insulted, and at that time, Draupadi thought, my 5 husbands are there, they will protect me. Nothing happened. So Bhishma Dev, Dronacharya, they are going to protect me. That also didn't happen. Then she thought, okay, I will protect myself. You know, like with her strength, she will protect herself. But that also didn't work. Because Draupadi, where is Duchasan? Duchasan is a big, I won't say Rati Gada. he's more powerful than. So then, he said, one handedly I will protect myself. That also didn't work. Then, hey, Govinda. And as Prabhu said, Prabhu said, like, hey Govinda, then that comes, like, then unlimited. Because Krishna is also checking whether you really want me or you depend on all other comprehensive insurance. You are depending on that. So sometimes, like, it is interesting, like, we make our own arrangements also, and Krishna, just in case, we'll just add Krishna also in the side. Just in case everything else fails, Krishna will look after. But that type of thing, Krishna wants absolute surrender, actually. No, I'm not in that level also. Don't think that you are on that level. I'm not in that level. But still, like, Krishna also wants absolute surrender. Krishna is asking that he tests also. Normally, he doesn't test everyone. Like Draupadi, he tested to maximum. Like, this is the greatest distress for a woman. Like, on one hand, he is protecting. At that time also, Krishna is testing. So that's why, like, sometimes Krishna, in our devotional life, Krishna will test us also. So, but that test is for our purification, actually. And Krishna will give the strength to come out of the test successfully also. It's not that Krishna is always like some kind of sadistic person, put always into distress. Not like that. He basically, now why we are glorifying Draupadi so much? Because of her so much attachment to Krishna, so much dependence on Krishna. So Krishna sometimes puts the devotee into distress so that the devotee comes glorious, actually, victorious and glorious. So we should not, your Krishna always puts us into tests, so let me go to some other devata. Devata will not put me to test. No, not like that. Krishna will put us test, but he will make sure that he will come out successfully out of the test also. Thank you. Anything else? Thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhu. This was in the head, and you saved me, actually. Prabhu is asking, this is another anartha, actually. Like, sometimes these things forget from the. Today is also Srila Haridas Thakur's disappearance day, and Srila Haridas Thakur is like a great example of the Bhagavata. This is like Srila Haridas Thakur happened to take birth in the Muslim family, but still he has exhibited so much of devotion to the Supreme Lord, and so much so, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally gave his association to him. We all know the story where Srila Haridas Thakur was beaten in the marketplace, 22 marketplaces, and while this beating was happening, Lord God became very furious, actually. Lord wanted to punish them. But
But Haridas Thakur, what he was doing was in the well, he was getting the beating, he was praying that, please protect this the person who are beating me also. This is like a his mercy, like a Vaishnava, this Bhagavata. What he is doing is, even though the person is harming him, or trying to beat him, and then that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I am about to come and kill those people, but you are praying, what can I do? Because Haridas Thakur is praying, please protect them. So this is like a great example also. Also, Srila Haridas Thakur is like was put into test also. Srila Haridas Thakur also was put into test by who? Mayadevi. Mayadevi herself came and in the garb of a prostitute and then wanted to test. But what happened? End of the day, and she became a great devotee of me. So this is the beauty. You know, like by getting in the association of the Bhagavata, by getting in the association of the Lord's great devotee, the person also becomes a devotee. It's not like he was not affected. Srila Haridas Thakur was not affected. And Haridas Thakur, Srila Haridas Thakur, while he was staying in Jagannath Puri, so he actually is such a Paramahamsa devotee, he didn't want to create a disturbance to the residents of Jagannath Puri. So normally what we will do, somebody says, we'll go and argue, we'll do something. So he said, I am a low born, so I will just stay outside the city. So he just stayed outside of Jagannath Puri. He just sees the chakra there and then he will be happy with that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he did? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every day he will go to the place where Haridas Thakur was staying and then he will give his darshan. Anyway, one sense there is no difference between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath, because the self-same Jagannath is like coming there and giving. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, so much so, once Haridas Thakur became very sick. And he said to Haridas Thakur, now you have to reduce your rounds. Why you are chanting so much? Because you are already... No, I am not able to. This is like our problem. We are not able to chant, but Haridas Thakur is not able to stop actually. This is like a gopi's problem and our problem. No? Gopi's problem, like Uddhava told, Uddhava when he met gopis, please meditate on Krishna. I told him, our problem is we are not able to stop that meditation. They want to forget Krishna, but they are not able to forget Krishna. But we want to remember Krishna, we are not able to remember Krishna. This is our problem actually. Gopi's problem and our problem are different. Same way Haridas Thakur's problem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally told, you stop, you already chanted enough. No, I am not able to. This is, lips are just moving. I am not able to stop the chanting. And then so much so, and he had one desire. Haridas Thakur knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to finish his leela. This earthly leela. So he said, I want to pass away. I can't bear this. I can't bear this leela of your finishing. So I want to pass away before you pass. So that is why, you know, like when Chaitanya, Srila Haridas Thakur was passing away, at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Like, well, Bhishma Dev was passing away. Lord Krishna personally came and stood there, and then Bhishma Dev was meditating and then he left his body. So same way Srila Haridas Thakur, when he was passing away, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came, stood there, and then gazing at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form, and then Haridas Thakur left his body. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked up Haridas Thakur's body and danced. He bathed in the ocean, and then he had a big kirtan. And then he distributed, he begged alms from all the shopkeepers, and then he distributed prasad to all these participants. And then he made this sea is a tirtha, because where Srila Haridas Thakur's body has been washed, that is becomes a tirtha actually. So that's why every time when you see the ocean also, we can see. We can think about Haridas Thakur. We can think, because this is the vision the devotee has to develop. There is one way, there is no, wherever you are, you can see about Krishna. Sometimes we see the ocean, we see the mountain, we get things like that. But if everything is Lord's energy, so that way, wherever you go, you will never forget Krishna. So this way, Haridas Thakur's passing away was glorious. It's like Bhishma Dev's passing away. Lord Krishna personally present, here also Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally present, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally did all the ceremony or the rituals, whatever has to be done for Haridas Thakur's body, and he put him to rest in that, and then he declared, whoever takes bath in this ocean will get Krishna Bhakti. So he made this offer everyone. So we take this opportunity to pray to Srila Haridas Thakur, because this is like by doing this we can please Krishna. By serving his mission, whatever Haridas Thakur's mission, we may not be able to chant 192 rounds a day, but at least whatever Srila Prabhupada has given, 16 rounds, if we can do that properly, then that will really please them. So this is the mood. By pleasing the previous acharyas, we get so much benediction. Srila Prabhupada says, all success is, I just want to please previous acharyas and my guru. So that is the, so same way, in all our attempts also, our attempts will be successful if our attempts are to please the previous acharyas, please the guru, please the Vaishnavas, then our attempts will be successful. Srila Haridas Thakur ki
jai.
Anything else? ग्रंथरा श्रीमद् भागवतम की ग्रंथरा श्रीमद् भगवद गीता की श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की।